an interesting point. This is where we're holding. We're holding Simon Shimon Vov, Sif Aleph, Mishnah, I think, Ches? Sukkot and Ches?
Zayin.
Okay. There's a very important toast at the beginning of Sefer Shabbos, just to let you understand this a little bit. We know there's Abbas and there's Toldus. And all the Malachas Shabbos, which means the Av was the way it was in the Mishkan, and told us a derivative. A derivative can be one of two ways. The Magen Mishnah says a derivative either could be, if you look at each one of the Malachas, you have the action, and then you have the result that it was trying to accomplish. If I have something which is parallels the action but has a different result, or parallels the result has a different action, those are both told us. So anything which in some way parallels the Av is a told us. However, Tosfos already at the beginning of the Sechta points out the exception to that is Hutzah. Because Hutzah is considered a malacha gerua, it's a minimal type of malacha compared to the other malachas. The Toldos have to have some type of remez that they're in the Torah somewhere. Otherwise we wouldn't derive them at all. Now why is it malacha gerua? So the simplest understanding of it is, and Refersh actually grapples with this, you know, he has his definition of malacha as creative work. So there's Lama Tes Malachas. So, you know, of the Lama Tes Malachas, 37 of them easily fall into the category of creative work. You take something which is raw and you cook it. You take something which was fibers and you make it into a thread. You make it into a garment. You tear open the garment to correct the things which were damaged. You know, all of those. The problem is sod, capturing it. So that is, there's no real change in the item. So he says, well, the change of, since an animal wants to be free, it wants to roam free, you're changing it to the state of captivity, is called a change. And Hutzah, like, what did you really do? You didn't really do anything.
So I don't understand the Havamana of Tzad. I mean, if you're hungry and you catch an animal and you eat it, it's pretty creative.
His point was that there's always a change in the item. So he has to define the change in the item. That's his definition.
Oh, but until now it was free and it's not free anymore.
Right, so that is...
So it's changing relationship with things.
Ah, good.
That's what he says.
So he says that Hutzah is changing a relationship.
That.
Oh, good. Okay, very good. It's a personal card, right? So he says, the Kiddush of Hutzah is that we define an item, the definition of an item includes its relationship vis-a-vis the area around it. So you change an item which is in Rishos HaYochid, usually has a different function, a different purpose, different usage than when it's in Rishos HaRab. So you've changed the item in that sense, usage. So that's why, actually, it's the fascinating thing. It says, the Gemara says, the source for the concept of muksa is Hutzah. So what's the connection between Hutzah and muksa? So the Rambam says, well, the less you hold in your hand, the less you might carry something outside, which is the simple reading of it, right? So also, listen, you know, we would prefer, really, the guy would send this whole Shabbos empty hands. That's not shy. You know, you got to eat something, you got to learn something. So we allow certain things some level, certain things a less level. The less you need it for Shabbos, the less we say, you know what, we'd rather not have you being involved with it anyway. This way you're not going to come to care anything. That's what the Rambam says. But the reverse says, according to his definition...
That's also hard to understand, because there's certain things that books and certain things are not. And, you know, I mean...
Yeah, so his point was...
I mean, you can carry anything. If you can carry a cake to your neighbor without an error, and that's carrying too. I mean, it's...
Right, so his point was, the Rambam's point is, we start with, we would prefer having zero in your hands. But that's not realistic. You have to eat, you have to learn. Mm-hmm. So okay, so we say, we're not going to take away your right to eat. So you're not going to say food is... But you have to learn. What about, I mean, it's interesting thing, remember we had over there in Hilchos Muksa, that there's a klisha malach to leheter. Klisha malach to leheter, you're allowed to move it, the shark kufay, the shark makamay, nechama letzel. To protect the item, but for no purpose at all, you can't move a klisha malach to leheter. Mm-hmm. I can't pick up a cup for no reason at all, just move it. Why? Because I'm moving it. That's awesome. There's an archa shulchan that says, well, if you're playing with it, that's also called a usage. But, you know, the guy sits there, plays with his cutlery, you know, people play with their cups. But other than that, and then klisha malach to leheter, it's even less. It's something which is not any bit of kli, even less. The point is, we really prefer to have nothing in your hand. We have to allow whatever is needed for Shabbos, but we're going to minimize as much as possible things which are not needed for Shabbos. We're going to create less and less rights to you to use it.
So how does it work on Yontif?
Yontif gets more complicated because, you know, Yontif, clearly that's not the issue because there's no issue with Saw.
Right.
Now, you know, there is an issue of a Hutzah on Yom Tov also. It has no purpose at all. It's also on Yom Tov also.
Okay, but not... It's not as right. Strict as Shabbos.
So that's how the Rambam learns. But the Rehearsed says he would define the Gemara differently. He would say Pshat Gemara is what Hutsah teaches me is that the definition of an item is not the physical definition. It's the perception, because the idea of its change based on where Rishus is found in is really a change in perception, not really a change in the actual item. So once I see from Hutsah that the concept of perception plays a role, Muktzah is an item which beginning of Shabbos I wasn't planning to use. And middle of Shabbos said, let's use that. So you're changing the item in your mind. So that's also us. So that's how we derive the concept of Muktzah, that you can't change the perception of an item in the middle of Shabbos. That's also a problem. And we learned that from Mitzvah. That's what reverse says. Fascinating reverse. But however you say, because it's not a real change in the physical item, so it's considered a malacha geruah. It's not as powerful as the other malachas. So even though the toldos have to be exactly, they have to have some source for that. So I would say, listen, I think the case of Hutsah, which was there, was physically, the Hutsah was from a pasuk. So, and the Mor says that Hutsah, that's where the person actually transports it, one direction or the other, that's psukim. Once a pasuk, once a sword, or the difference which direction you go. Moshe is not a pasuk. I said, but so I wouldn't learn it out were not for the fact that you found it in the Mishkan. You found Moshe in the Mishkan. Well, you found Moshe in the Mishkan in a certain form. You didn't find it in a different form, so you're not going to learn it out. Okay. Sukkot and Zion. So a person can't stand on the Mokum Patur, take something from Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So he says, don't take it from the hand of somebody in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, put it in the hand of somebody in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. So the example that Shulchan Aruch gives is, you're taking it from somebody's hand and putting it in somebody's hand. So he says, the truth is, the same halacha would be true if you're picking up from the ground of the Rosh Hashanah Yachid and putting it on the ground of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, or vice versa. And just practically, if you're standing on this Mokum Patur, it's very hard to reach down to the ground. But if there's somebody standing there, you might take it from his hand. So practically, the case is, it's not a whole lot of difference. Excuse me. Now, they said, l'haklif derech mokum patur, to switch. In other words, the same case, but you're switching not between a shesayach and a shesarabim, between a shesayach and a karmelis. Or a shesarabim and a karmelis. L'haklif, ritzolomer, sekat n'ches. Shomer al Mokum Patur, v'noitzel miyad mi shomer b'rishus ha'yachid. V'noitzel miyad ha'omer b'karmelis o'yipcha. You're transferring not from Rishus Rabbah to Rishus ha'yachid, which is the Raisa. You're transferring it to the Rabbanan scenario. Is that, but you're standing in a Mokum Patur. And who had in the same discussion would be v'noitzel rechevitz b'rishus ha'yachid u'manicha b'mokum patur. Take your Rishus Yachid, put it down on the Mokum Patur. Then, because of Anoitul, me Mokum Patur, me Nicha B'Karmelis, the same issue would be, does it apply over there? So, we said this is an argument. Some say that that's Osir, Yesh Osir, Tess. The Sir Lahu, the Ein Lechalik Bein Rishiyas, the Raisa, Rishiyas, the Rabbanu Linyan Zeb. Once Chazal made this Isser of using your Mokum Patur as a way to transfer from Rishus to Rishus, we're not going to allow you to do that. We didn't differentiate between Rishus Yerabim to Rishus Yochid, which is the Raisa, or to a Carmelist, which would be the Rabbanim. That's the Yesha Oyser. Okay. And the Yesh Matirim, Yod, the Sirlo, the Dafka Bashriya is the Raisa against Rinan. I mean, by the Raisa, you understand, we're not going to allow this, because if we allow this, a person might come to carry from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Yerabim directly. Whereas Mashenka Mashir is the bottom of the Habi Gzer Ligzerit. We're going to say, we're not going to allow you to carry from through the Mokum Patur, because you might come to carry straight. And even if you carry straight, it's only the Rabbanan. So it's like a protection for the Rabbanan, which in itself is a protection for a rice. That's called Gzer Ligzerit. We don't make Gzer Ligzerit in general. So that's the two opinions. Okay.
So on that one, since there's two opinions, which one do we generally go by?
Okay, that's a fair question. When the Shulchan Aruch presents yesh v'yesh. Doesn't present one opinion as stam and one opinion as a yesh. Mm. Presents both as yesh. The eker opinion is the second opinion.
Okay.
Whereas he presents one as stam and one as a yesh, the eker opinion is the first, is the one which is stam. Okay, base. Sif base. So the same way there's a malacha deraisa of Hutzah and Hachnasa, and then we learned that also Zurich and Moshitz, there's also another malacha called Marad al Adamas, which a person carries an item for Amas and Rishus Rabbim, even though there was no transfer of Rishus in that case. It went from Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Rabbim. Before Amas, we learn out the Malacha Moshim. Marcia comes out that that's a Malacha Moshim, you see, tonight. And that's going to be Chayiv. Min HaTorah Eino Chayiv Ela B'Mavrid Arba Amas B'Rishus Rabbim. But the Chama Osir Lahavra Arba Amas B'Karmel. This Chazal said that we're not going to allow you to carry four Amas in a Karmel because you might do that. You might say, well, that's Mutter, so a B'Rishus Rabbim is also Mutter. V'Yomu Biko Tregav the Karmel Ninu. We could have a case of a open field area is called a Biko, then you have a Yam as a lake, a sea. There are two different types of caramelists, but as long as you don't come more than four amas, you can transfer from caramelist A to caramelist B. In other words, we don't say, well, each area is like its own rishos, and then you're transferring from rishos to rishos. Ooh. So you do that, you might carry from rishos to rishos to rab. We don't say that there. Yud Aleph, b'mavra arbamas. Now, the truth is, we'll see as we go further, the malacha of Hitzah, really talks about this. The malacha of Hitzah and Hachnasa and Havorth Dalaramas requires three parts to it. There has to be an Akira, because the item has to be at rest, and you're taking it away from its state of rest, the Akira. There's the transfer, or the transporting of the four Amas, and then there's the Hanacha, the placing it down. If you don't have all three parts, it's not the Reis. So it says over here, Yechayim and Marva Amas, Hanacha Yidei Akira v'Hanacha, there has to be also an Akira and a Hanacha to be Chayiv. V'Yisud Rabbanan Ika Al Yidei Akira Hanacha Levad. If you only have Akira without Hanacha, or vice versa, that's going to be only the Rabbanan. Come on, B'Simin Shin Mem Zayin. So you have a scenario where one person does one, one person does the other. Each one is also the Rabbanan to do that.
Less than four amas
is Mutter Gomer.
Mutter Gomer. Chazal never made anything.
One time.
There's so many things to make gezeiras of, and that's right. Something I so curve if you could go over.
Right.
Three and a half amas you can do.
Right. But one time.
One time. Oh, you can't.
You can't go less than four amas. Then start again. That's the Rabbanan. Mm-hmm. You know, pachas, one time within your dalai lamas, you can move around as much as you want. Mm-hmm. What you can't go less than four amas, stop.
Pick it up again.
That you can't do. Right, the rabbanon you cannot do that. That's except certain cases, they're marked. Make on that, but maker than that's also the rabbanon.
They always say that, like, if you realize that you're carrying something which is rabbanon, you should try to walk, not stop. But then, aren't you being maver abba amas which is rabbanon every time you continue walking like that?
But you need all three.
See, this is. It's a good question, and the problem with that answers the question is the answer is complicated. It depends.
I don't specialize in simple questions.
Okay. it depends on a few factors. Factor one depends on has the person stopped since he left the Rishus Yoga.
Let's say he did not.
So then the order of preference is the following: the best thing to do is to go back to where you came from. So you end up with an Akira and Rishus HaYachid and the Hanach and the Rishus HaYachid. So you never really did anything.
But let's say you walked already 20 Amos, and now you have to walk back.
Right, so since there, if you didn't stop, there never was an act of an Akira and Rishus HaRabim. We hold that the person's body stopping is like you put it down.
Okay.
So when the person stops, when he starts again, it's like he's doing an Akira now. But if he hasn't stopped, the item never was in a state of rest of Rishus HaRabim.
Okay.
So it's not being married with Dalai Lamas because you don't have an Akira.
So you're saying, let's say, if I'm walking in Rishus HaRabim, I pick something up in the Rishus HaRabim and I walk 20 Amos. That's not considered Mavadal Amos Rishus HaRabim?
Well, if I picked it up in Rishus HaRabim, so
and then I walk 20 Amos and then I put it down again.
So I did have Rishus HaRabim. I picked it up, I moved it, I put it down.
Okay, so then
over there I picked it up.
Hmm?
Over there I picked it up. It was in a state of rest, Rishus HaRabim, and I picked it up.
Right.
So that's an Akira.
But it was still in the same Rishus. I didn't.
No, that doesn't make a difference. But I'm saying, but the point is that for the Kira, have Rishus HaRabim to be Chayiv, it has to have an Akira, moving it 4 Amos.
It has to have an Akira in that Rishus. Or any Rishus.
Well, that's an interesting question.
Because you did have an Akira Rishus HaYachid when you took that out.
Right. There's Machlokes Rishonim. I'm getting way ahead of ourselves.
I asked this in yeshiva when I was a little boy, and I never got a straight answer from my Rebbe, so I'm taking revenge on you. It's your fault.
Because
I don't think he knew the answer.
So there's a Tosis in Erevin which says, it's Machlokes Rishonim, a Tosis in Erevin says, what about a case where a person did this? Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim in the middle.
Right.
Akira Rishus HaYachid A, walk straight through Rishus HaRabim, does not stop, puts it down in Rishus HaYachid B.
Okay.
Okay. What is that? It went from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it wasn't Toitzoah.
Right.
Because you didn't know Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. Well, you moved Alad Amis in Rishus HaRabim, but you didn't have the Kira and the Hanukkah Rishus HaRabim. So Toitzoah is a Mechalikus, whether that's called Haboros Alad Amis. You had a Kira, you had a Hanukkah, you had four Amis.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't have a Kira and a Hanukkah Rishus HaRabim.
Right.
So Tosis has a machlokes there in Tosis itself what the psak is on that,
mm-hmm.
and the Iker psak is that's not chayiv.
Okay.
So the Moshul, the Chazon Ish, Paskins, and there are certain scenarios Chazal were mako, but Chazal came along and said, "Listen, the guy's traveling. He doesn't have an akira. Erev Shabbos is going into Shabbos. He doesn't have an akira because the akira was done before Shabbos."
Right.
He realizes that he's not going to get anywhere safe before Shabbos starts.
Right.
And he has his life savings in his pocket. You say, "I'm sorry, drop it. Can't carry Mirabonim. There's only no Akira. Can't carry Mirabonim without, you know. So you say, just drop it in a way which is, you know, he's not going to listen to you.
Right.
His life savings.
Mm-hmm.
So because also, we better come up with a way we're going to be mad to some of the Rabbonans, because otherwise they'll end up doing the derises. Right? We're going to be mad to some of the Rabbonans. So Chazal said that the person can then continue from that position where he is and run to the closest Rishus HaYachid, bring it in Kalach HaYad. So we allowed him to do that. We required him to run. So he shouldn't forget this. He shouldn't stop. He has to have a reminder not to stop. If that's not an option, let's say the person, it's too far to do that, or the person already stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not a solution to run at a point in time. So then you stopped already. So you walk, Chazal were mounted to go 4 Amos, less than 4 Amos, that each time, which normally that's also their bond. And again, because if we don't do that, they have to say, this is ridiculous. And he's overwhelmed with his money, he's going to do the derises.
Right.
So that sugya is the source of the sugya of how we down the halacha of a person with something in his pocket. Because most cases, the person carried out not being aware that it was there. So there was an Akira, but it was an Akira without any idea, it's not called an Akira.
Right.
So it's similar. A case of a person's coming to the Shabbos with no Akira because the Akira was before Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
And the Akira, a non-known Akira on Shabbos are equivalents.
Mm-hmm.
So you deal with them both of the same. And we're mad to certain things. So then based on that, we say if you end up back, so the Nadab Yehuda in his Pirush on the Shulchan Aruch, Dalgam Ravava says if you can go back to the original Malkams, for Omelech HaShabbos to be Chayiv, there has to be Zavira Mashachto. Something was accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to the same Rishus, nothing was accomplished. There was no Malach at all. So the best thing is to go back to the original Rishus.
Mm-hmm.
If that's not an option, so the second best thing is to drop it in a Malkah Petur. So if you're walking along, you know, so long as you haven't stopped, there was no Akira in Rishus HaRabim, you end up putting it down on a Malkah Petur.
Right.
So if you have a Malkah Petur with a Dalet Amos, everybody agrees that's the best option. Maybe better than going back.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a Malkah Petur within Dalet Amos, it's Machlokes what to do. Because again, you shouldn't be walking Dalet Amos carrying it. But on the other hand, you're not really doing a Kirin Halacha. It's not a Deraisa.
Right.
So we're dealing with the Rabbanans. We've got to come up with some solution. Mm-hmm. Another option to do is something which is, if I can drop a Kalach HaYad, so I didn't do a Malkah Deraisa,
mm-hmm.
and then leave it there. or if I can't leave it there, it's too valuable. So carry pachas pachas with daladamas. So different options how to do it, and there's always a machloekus which one is better. That's why it's a complicated answer because it's not a clear thing what to do. Now this is all talking about the person didn't stop it. The person stopped already. You know, he was walking, he stopped by a red light, and then so if he was not aware, it's the same thing. That wasn't a halacha akira because he wasn't aware that it was in his pocket. Comes along the Gra. The Gra says if you're supposed to check your pockets before you go out of Rishus, we don't give you a din of not being knowledgeable because you're supposed to check your pockets. So the Gra says, if anything, the Gra says that same halacha, you're supposed to check your pockets before you go out, is mechayev you not to put anything in your pockets the whole Shabbos because you might forget. Your pockets have to be empty unless you're wearing a garment which normally you don't wear outside. So I have like a robe that I wear at nighttime. I don't walk outside my robe, so that's not a problem. If I want to stick them in my jacket pocket, if there's no Erev, I shouldn't be putting it in the pocket of the Chachilo, because that's the same kind of azel. Check your pockets.
Yeah.
And he says, if you didn't do that, we're going to hold you responsible as if you knew about it.
So then the Akira does count, then.
The Akira does count, according to him. So then, you know, he says, so, well, running back to the original Malkum, at least you end up a zero.
Right.
Malkum Turi ends up a zero. Dropping Kalach Yad, we're going to be matter because we have no other solution. You know, so it's a complicated subject.
Yeah.
So the Chazanisa is a fascinating thing. So the scenario which he dealt with was a person was traveling, say, Bikuch Nefesh on Shabbos. So he's traveling on the train, or the train was going and he couldn't get off. He went into Shabbos. The scenario is like, you know, the train, you know, decides they're not stopping by the next three stops. And in Europe, all these things used to happen, right? And he ends up arriving at the station on Shabbos. So the station is Rishus HaYachid. He needs to go to his home, or the safe house. He can't stay at the station the whole Shabbos. It's not safe. He needs to go to some safe place, which is also Rishus HaYachid. So the Chazanish says, since the Iker Pesach is that's not Havar Stalaram, is if he would run from Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaYachid without stopping, carrying his wallet and his passport, whatever it is, the valuable items, he'd be allowed to. Based on the same concept, we're going to be mad to you. If we don't be mad to you, the guy's going to carry it and do it wrong. So we tell him, you know, just don't stop. The other place where it comes up in halacha, that psak, is it comes up an interesting halacha in Mir Lahakum. Mir Lahakum, there are places which say, if I tell a guy to do something which I tell him it's not a deraisa, and he decides to do it in a deraisa way, that's not my headache. So I tell the guy to push for somebody in a wheelchair from the house to the shul without stopping. So I told him to do the Rabbanan. So shoes to shoes. Amir Lakam on a day said the Rabbanan. The Tsar Godol, you know, you could make, you know, cases where that, you know, you have to get it to the doctor. You know, different cases where we move on. Now the guy stops along the way. That's his decision. It's not my decision. So once we pass in that case, it's the Rabbanan. So it plays a role in certain scenarios. You're going to be mad to certain things based on that. Anyway, we got major off topic.
This is all happening on Shabbos. What if we do the Akira before Shabbos?
Right, that's a case of Mishahichshik. The Akira is before Shabbos. You'll never come to the Raisa. It's also the Rabbanu.
You never did an Akira when it was Shabbos.
Right.
So you can walk to Shusarabba.
Not the Raisa. I mean, not the Rabbanu. It's also the Rabbanu. But Chazal said, if it's something valuable, we're going to be matir, because otherwise he's going to do the Raisa.
Even if it's not valuable, I mean, if you haven't done any Akira on Shabbos.
Well, that's what Shabbos says, that Hanukkah alone is also the Rabbanu. Either Akira by itself or Hanukkah by itself.
Okay.
Both are also there.
Okay.
Bekaramalistu, Dimi the Shusarab, you can't carry for good days. Bekaramalistu, Dimi the Shusarab, we cannot. So we say you can't carry for Amos. Karamas, you can't carry for Amos. Violent Kamam, Mishim Shemantes, if hey, Mishim Burashom, I do not know what that's talking about. Shemantes, hey, is. You can't go Pachas of the Aladamas. Okay, even in the Carmelis. Okay, so they made this the Rabbanan Pachas, even in the Carmelis. Then he said, even though it's different types of Carmelis, it's Mutter. Trey Gavni, Yud Gimel, Rasul Emer. Daf Al Pi Kain, Mutter Tal Tem Yisrael Lazor, well, Lord, God's Rishus. So we didn't say, well, you're going from this Rishus to that Rishus, Ayam to Abika. People will say, oh, you're allowed to go from Rishus to Rishus. No, we're not worried about that possibility, and they didn't answer that.
That was only a Marzayan question? Because what's the difference? What kind of Carmelis it is?
It's a question of perception of people.
Right, it's perceptions.
Not Marzayan. People will draw conclusions. You're allowed to go from one Rishus to another Rishus. Because people's mind, oh, that's a yam, this is a bika.
And they think it's, they don't realize that they're both considered a kamalas?
They don't realize.
What are we expecting? What are we concerned
We're afraid,
about?
Right. We're afraid of people perceiving it in people's mind the same way. We'll finally don't get to the hills, Eruv v'chatzeres. I can't carry from my house to mm-hmm. your house without Eruv, because people will perceive I'm carrying from one Rishus to another Rishus.
Mm-hmm.
They're both Rishus and Yachid.
Mm-hmm.
But people's mind, it's Rishus to Rishus, you know. So we chant the Rishus domain. Well, this is my domain, that's your domain, right? Mm-hmm. Every person's a king in their, you know, in their home castle, right? So, in people's minds, it's Rishos to Rishos. So, they'll say, you know what, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what we would have argued. See, we don't say that over here.
So even next door neighbors passing over the fence, that's.
Unless it be in a Ruvi Chatzeris, you can't do that.
Interesting. Okay.
So, let's say the city Erev goes down.
Mm-hmm.
So, what that means is, by the city going down, means the Erev Ruvi Chatzeris, which the city made, is now irrelevant. Because it's only relevant if you all want, we can reach each other.
Yeah.
So it's okay, no problem. But we're adjacent backdoor neighbors. You can't pass one to the other.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you make an Erev Chatzeres before Shabbos. Now, if you ever dream of doing that, please call somebody before you do that. Because the problem is, and this is a major issue, the city gets, what's the idea of Erev Chatzeres? Everybody says, it's one big communal meal. So everybody's really eating together in one big happy family in the shul, you know. And Chazal said we weren't mechayim to put it, you know, enough matzah for everybody. We say 18 grogers, the size of 18 grogers, that's enough for the whole city.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So we have a box of matzah in the shul, fine. So it's one big happy family. Now Beryl and Shmuel come and say, you know what? I'd rather make my own meal. And they make a Ruvach Chatzeres together. What they've done now is we're mevatel the city area, according to some sheetahs. Because they said, we don't want to be part of that.
Mm.
So now there's them and us. Yeah. Once there's two, them and us, nobody's allowed to carry.
Right.
In the whole place. So you want to make a Ruvach Chatzeres just in case, you should make it but tonight. If the city Erev is up, this Erev is irrelevant. If the city Erev is not up, then this Erev becomes relevant. So you have to do it with the correct language of tonight also, because tonight you need tonight coffee.
Right.
So when people say, I'll just make my own one, just do me a favor, just before you just call me, you know. Like,
yeah.
Let me, you know, before you actually do that, speak to me, we'll talk you how to do it, you know. You know, that's all we need to be mapped about the whole.
That's pretty scary in a big community. There's a possibility that two people go do that.
Yes, it is.
That's pretty scary.
You know, as long as they don't know about it, I'm not going to worry about it.
Yeah, right.
And if they tell me on Shabbos, I have a major ethical dilemma, right? Okay, let's. What time is it? 8:35. Let's just touch it. Let's start Gimel. Gimel is long. Gimel has a lot of different points over here. We'll take one point at a time. Gimel is the first point is a karpef. What is a karpef? Perish. Makim shemukiv machitas. It's surrounded by walls. Beloy kirui doesn't have a roof. Kama chotzer, for example, chotzer. Yosef in beis hasayim. This karpef is larger than beis hasayim. A beis saw is the area which would take to plant a saw's worth of grain. That's called a base saw. So if I take a saw's worth of grain, I can spread out over a certain area, and we know this is sheer. A base saw is 50 amas by 50 amas. So base sasayim is two saw, would be 100 by 50. Okay? So if it's more than that area, and shalahukaf ladira, it wasn't enclosed for the purpose of living inside, which means human usage, direct human usage. You're going to plant there. It's a forest area where you want to just, you know, people should go there and see. Well we're going to discuss carpet much more at length later on, what's called human usage as opposed to not.
When it says hopefully, that doesn't mean that there's like a house on the property or something?
Well, a house on the property is one is the easy one. So that's, you know, then we say this becomes, the house on the property makes it hukav ladira, but within that mechitzas. But let's say you even don't have a house, but we're using it to store things there, or we're using it a golf course. So a golf course is a karpov.
Even where's the deer?
There's no deer over there, but it's made for human usage. That's called hukav ladira.
Versus what? Versus planting?
Planting is not considered hukav ladira, right? So if you'd have an orchard. just to be there to be an orchard. So, I mean, yeah, eventually you're going to use the fruits, but the point it's made there, to, the main function over there is to grow these things. A golf course, the main function is human beings. Mr. Heinemann told us, he holds that a golf course is considered hookah for the deer.
Does it mean sometimes like you're eating or sleeping or something?
Eating, well, we'll see later on. It's much, like there's some usage there, which is there, right? There's some human usage. Okay. Some level. Well, we'll see what's called the
valid. Usage or they just stay, they're there? I mean, is it, because usually a farmer is not on his land all the time. He's not staring at the, you know, once he plants, he's not going to be there all the time. And a golf course is usually people there. Is that that there's
it's not so much
there?
It's not so much the idea of there. It's Chazal Divergent, a mokum, which is a human mokum for humans, so the hekev gets a dinner of Rishos HaYochid. Mm-hmm. When it's basically for not humans, so in people's mind, it's really like a caramelist, even though it has a lot of walls around. You know, this is a walled caramelist. And that's exactly how they're going to deal with it, as a walled caramelist. Now, we'll see later on, we'll talk about more later on, what's called, that's a valid usage for to remove the din of karpif. So the loch is, so this karpif, even though it has walls around it, so the rice, it's Rishus HaYochid, it has walls around it. Then the Rabbanon, they dealt with it like a caramelist. Mm-hmm. It's more than based on sign. You can only carry out Tertal and Amos. Okay? So far, so good. Then he says a tremendous Kiddush. So now, next to this Karpef, which there's a real bona fide caramelist. So this is a caramelist, this is a Rishus HaYochid. Mm-hmm. So you shouldn't be able to carry from one to the other. The Loch is Umutr Lohitzi Mimeno the caramelist, Acher, Kigan Bika Hoiveris the Fonov. There's a beaker in front of the Karpef. And without a transfer from the karpif, mm-hmm. which is Rishus HaYochid Raisa, to the caramelist, which, I mean, Raisa is nothing. I mean, Rabbanon is a caramelist. Normally you can't carry from Rishus HaYochid to a caramelist, but over here you could. Because if you didn't, people say, oh, it's Rishus HaYochid. And they start dealing with it as Rishus HaYochid and carry more than Dalai Lama's. So we can't have our cake and eat it too. We're going to have to remove something. If we maintain the Isser of caramelist to karpif, we'll end up carrying more than Dalai Lama's on the carpet. And apparently the Chumash were more worried about that as a problem than the other problems. Therefore they said, we're going to be matter caramelists to the carpet in order to maintain the integrity of the Isser of Dalai Lama's on the carpet. Just to the first Haggah. L'chein mutter likach mavtech mikarmelis shlifnei gina. You have a gina which is walled and you have an open caramelist in front. The key is under the mat. Right, so you want to take your key from the caramelist, shlifnei gina, leaf toyach, v'linol. You can open up, and let's say you have a gate which only opens when the key's in it. So I have to keep the key in as I put the door in while I'm going. I mean, I'm bringing the key into the Rishus HaYochid, into the carpet. That's okay. The hats are on the table, and then you bring it out again. That's all going to be mutter because you're allowed to carry from the gina, from the caramelist to the carpet, and vice versa. But then he makes a condition which we're going to have to leave for tomorrow. That's complicated.